Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 17th of February, the Declaration of God's Glory. The parable of the sower and the seed teaches us that salvation is the fruit that is brought forth from the seed. We must therefore continue to receive and walk in the light of the word through which we find deliverance from carnality and can fulfill the obedience that the Father prepared for us and Christ has finished for us. This is only possible by the capacity that we receive from the Holy Spirit as He leads us on the pathway of salvation. God requires an adequate faith response from us when He brings His word of predestination to us. The word of faith that speaks to us through His messengers is a word that is alive and powerful. Even though it is spoken in weakness, it is nevertheless the word of the King. It is an expression of His majesty as our Lord and King. The word comes to us with all the authority of a command. It carries within itself the power to accomplish what Christ is asking us to believe and to do. God, through Christ, who was the word of the Father, spoke the whole of creation into existence by command. Nothing existed before creation. Yet, since creation, all things that exist now respond to God as a thankful expression of His wisdom, beauty, and power. Everything material and biological, integrated together, fulfills their created mandate by contributing to the expression of creation that gives glory to God. Celebrating this reality, King David declared, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4. For further study, Psalm 19.